Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Christmas Eve, I actually ran this morning, ran 8 miles, took me an hour and 16 minutes, a little slower than the other day, but that was earlier, I slept in a little bit, and Odie's got to go to the kennel. We're going to be gone a couple of days. Of course, we'll be back home. By the time you're listening to this, we will have been home 2 or 3 days, but we're going down to Wallace. I'm going to eat Christmas dinner tomorrow night with my brother Sammy and his family, and my sister and my mother and the extended family will be there, Cindy's parents. And then Christmas, day after Christmas for lunch, we're going to eat with Cindy's family, her extended family, uncles, aunts, her mom and dad at her dad's brother's house in Wallace. And her aunt always picks on me about cooking me collards or and turnips, things like that, which I love greens. And then the next day, we're going to eat lunch with my sister in Teachy, which is near Wallace. Teachy's a little bitty place. My family will get together again, those of them that can, and her daughter's coming from, her daughter and husband, and new baby, relatively new baby, three or four months old. Might be a little more than that. I think that's about right. Anyway, Ashley will be coming with Sammy and the baby, and we're going to eat goulash. My dad's stepmother from years ago used to cook Hungarian goulash, and it's a cross between soup and chili. It's got a sweet taste to it. I'm not sure everything in it, but I'm going to get Carol Ann to give me the recipe when we get home. She's already told me she could give it to me, so looking forward to making some goulash. But I hope your Christmas went well. I may include some snippets of time with my family as I can fit that in this particular episode, as well as hope to go 12 miles on Saturday, and we're going to record during that run as well. But hope your Christmas was a great one, and we will be taking Odie to the kennel. Hate to leave him. Cindy cleaned him up a little bit this morning, but it's best for him. And then we'll be heading out tomorrow. We do have a Christmas Eve service at our church tonight, about a 45-minute service. And I think we're going to do our gifts here at our house this afternoon. And so by the time we leave tomorrow, our Christmas here will be over. But as far as that aspect of it. So I hope yours was a good one. And again, Merry Christmas. Morning. This is Roland. Welcome to episode 33 of the 20 Minute Runner. Glad to have you along with me today. Based on what we often do at Christmas, you can probably guess that I'm not running at home today. I'm back in Wallace. Right now I'm running on Wilmington Street, crossing the intersection of Carter Street, heading south, what used to be J.P. Stevens, later Steve Conant, is on my left side. This area of Wallace, North Carolina, has been heavy in textiles historically, just like the area where we live in Central part of the state. has been heavy in furniture historically. Wow, who let the gate out? Not a single car had been by me this morning, and I'm 14 minutes into this run. And now all of a sudden, three of them whizzed by. Anyway, day after Christmas, I guess people have to carry their items back to get them exchanged. But this area was very heavily involved with textiles, and Jeffy Stevens sold out Steve Cognette. And he retired at 62, my father-in-law, when the plant closed. They went out of business. I think that the town of Wallace ended up with the property. And from what I'm seeing, the signage, this fairly large industrial park type complex, some of it is being used, but not much. And like so many places, it sits empty. Like it needs to be used, but it's not being used. And it's a reminder of the history of the area, history of family who have worked there through the years. And when Steve Cognette went out, the biggest employer, I'm sure in Dufferin County, left town. Had a devastating effect on this area. And that would have been, as I said, about 12 years ago. And I'm not sure if Wallace has completely recovered yet. But anyway, I've passed it, and we're getting out of town over on my left. Pretty large soybean field. I don't know, 10 acres maybe. Soybeans have been collected. Nothing but the soybean stubble, as I call it, is left there. And so I don't typically run in this area. Now, years ago, I remember Sammy and I running out here. And while I'm not going to go, I don't think, where he and I went that far, at least not in this direction, we were out in this area when we got caught in a terrific storm when we talked about back in episode, was it 14? Brother of Mine is the name of the episode. Well, I'm in the area where that storm was, where he and I got down, and basically I told him that, you know, if I didn't make it, tell the crowd I love them, and I was ready to die. That's how scared we were and how fierce the storm was. I probably won't go quite that far. I don't know, though. If I can stay in an area away from dogs, we may just run in totally uncharted territory for me, what's been years. As I'm running out this way, there are trailer parks on the right, a few homes, and generally it is just woods now, with occasional trailer here or there as we get out, well out of Wallace. One thing I'm wary of is I don't have any spray or any defense against a dog if one were to come after me. But generally speaking, that's not an issue. But I'm going through an area now, as I look around, and here's the dog. I think he's on a porch, closed in. He is. Looks like an Akita. Here's another one at the Avi Body Shop. He's fenced in as well. That's the only thing about running in areas like this. Ooh, two Rottweilers. Is you don't ever know what kind of canines you're going to encounter, and that can be very, very deadly. So anyway, that gives you a little perspective on where I'm running today, and wherever you happen to be running, hope it's going well. We're planning to go 12 miles. I was going to come this way and just a little ways and head back toward Tichy. Maybe surprise my sister knocking on her door asking for a glass of water, but I don't think we're going to do that. we are well out of town now and are in the country. So I'm gonna take my chances. I like new territory. And only problem, well, I can run to Tin City and probably find water. Only problem is there's no water. Right now the temperature is 47 degrees. The skies are very cloudy, overcast, a little bit of a breeze. I have on my Champion Walmart brand, Walmart shirt, I should say. One of the ones from Walmart. Dark blue shirt, long sleeves. Got on my shorts, of course. And I'm wearing the Loco Perfecto whites. These are the newer of the two Perfectos, and after the Blues are retired, these will be the next ones to go. But that breeze is a little bit cool. Of course, I've also got on my North Carolina Marathon hat. But the breeze is a little bit cool as I come through here. Mail Route Road is on my right. That's the road Sammy and I ran down. Turn around at the river, and that horrific storm was just a few minutes from bearing down on us. But anyway, that's the temperature. That's where I am. We have been able to stay on course this week for the marathon training. At this point, I've run 2 8-milers, just over it. And if I run the 12 today that I'm supposed to, that'll put me up 28.5 miles for the week, which is where I'm supposed to be. And I did run a 10-minute tempo run as well, which felt really good. I did that today, Saturday. I did that on, oh, here's a dog. I hope it's not another one. Hey, buddy. Hey. Come here. Come here. Yeah, he's friendly. He's like a puppy. Hey, bud. Hey. Go on. And I also rode the bicycle 45 minutes. See ya. Yesterday. The tempo run felt good, as I said, and that was, I want to say it was Wednesday. Might have been Thursday. It was Thursday. Bicycle Friday. Long run today. 8 mile earlier. So, we'll end the week. 28.5 miles. Very close to that. With a 10-minute tempo run and the 45-minute cross training on the bike. Which is exactly what the plan calls for. I wish all weeks could go this smoothly. And I could accomplish the goals that easily. Now today, it's probably getting close to 8 o'clock now. Came to my mother's after we visited Sammy's last night. And didn't get to bed until quite late. Late for me, 11:30. I didn't sleep that well. So I slept in this morning. And then decided, Lord willing, I'm going to get up and get that run in. And so that's what we're doing. Again, I'm running for those who can't, mainly. Because so far I can. Something could happen to me that one day I can't. And I want to take advantage of that today. I bet that day never comes. But we'll see. But for those who can't, this runs for you. For those who won't, well, they just won't. Maybe this runs for them too. I'm reading an article in Runner's World. I'm not sure which issue. I've got a couple of them I'm working on at the moment, but I usually read Runner's World cover to cover. There are like 3 magazines I subscribe to that I read cover to cover. Runner's World is one of them. American Heritage, which just started to be republished about a year ago, maybe. Great, great American History magazine, if you don't get it. I've been reading about Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders. And I tell you, he was really a character. little bit of suave and a little bit of grit, definitely. When I think of true grit, I think about him. But I read those two, and then The Writer magazine, I read it. It has a lot of really good tips in it, if you're interested in writing, that type of thing. But in Writer's World, the issue with Ryan Hall on the front, there's an article in there about, and I hadn't finished it, but speaking of not being able to run, there's an article in there about this guy who, his father was a lieutenant colonel back during Vietnam and just after, and he raised 3 kids to run, and the father, who is now 69, I believe, has developed Parkinson's, and even though he was an avid runner, ran a tall shift even for the Army, he can no longer run. And this article is about the son dealing with that and how that all turned out. Very interesting. Runner's World's a good magazine. You need to subscribe to it if you don't. Now, I know that Running Times, which is a good magazine as well, but it's geared more heavily toward specified training, I think, from my perspective at least. Oh, wow. I am looking at a blue herring. He's right here. There he goes. There he goes. He's flapping gracefully, going across this field about waist high. He's turning, crossing the road, and he's landed on the other side. Now, instead of my left, he's on my right, just up here. I'm getting close to him. There he goes again. Blue herring looks sort of like a stork. They're blue in color, real tall, thin, gangly, but beautiful birds. But Runner's World, you need to be reading it if you're not. Running Times is geared toward, at least from my perspective, athletes, especially younger ones, who are into specified training and wanting to know information about races. There are articles in it about general running, but not as much as Runner's World, which is geared more toward, I think, a general audience. And you might be hearing wind shear. If so, I apologize. Maybe this will soon change. We are running around, I guess this will be Wallace Elementary School. The gate was open, so I'm running behind the buses in the parking lot. But Running Times used to be its own magazine, and Rodeo Press, which publishes Runner's World, bought it out. And now, you may already know this, but Rodeo publishes both of those. And I think that speaks why it seems to be geared toward a different audience, to try and cover more of the market. Duplin County Health Department Mobile Dental Unit, parked here at the school. That's cool. I'm going to see if I can find some water, although a location like this, a lot of times it's where you can't get to it for obvious reasons, vandalism, etc. And sometimes it has the spigot, but you can't turn it. And there's a spigot, but you can't turn it. Okay, we're going to keep going. We're doing all right. So I'm running because I can, and I'm running for those who can't. Pick up Runner's World. And I do not get paid for that, obviously. Running through some slush. Last night, or late yesterday, coming to my brother's, Sammy's, it poured down rain on us the whole way. It's about 180 miles. And word of the month, it's more than one word, but for the Wallace Elementary School, is service to others. That's a good word. But it poured down rain on us, and we even had lightning just to the west of us in the Piedmont region. They were calling for ice in the mountains. I don't know how much they got or if any. I haven't heard the weather today. it's been here. But for us, I mean, it poured down rain. And while we were at Sammy's with my family celebrating, why don't we hear a little bit of that right now anyway, and then I'll come right back.
Lovely children.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, they are.
Do you want something to eat?
You're like hungry. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Hey.
Because she was up there with her plate, young and rather eat.
I had my elbow out like that, and she ran right into it while we were in the kitchen, but she just kept going. She rubbed her head, and I said, I'm sorry.
She's tough as lead. Mommy's getting yours, Samantha.
It's so cute.
Well, I'm a little prejudiced. To me, they're all pretty.
They are. I didn't mean.
Oh, I know.
You eating?
Yeah, I'm proud though. I thought I'd let it thin out a little bit.
Well, what? The food? You don't think the food's going to run out? Sandy? Sandy? Do you want to video a little bit later, or you just walk around like you do sometimes? Okay. You're not getting in line yet?
No, I'm waiting.
What are you doing?
Are you?
No, I'm waiting. David said he was going to wait. Hey, Mama.
Hey, what are you doing?
Did you cook the collards?
Did
you cook the stuffing? Okay. Well, that's all right. You taught her good. Excuse me. Pardon me. Have you gained your weight? Any of your weight back? No. Really?
Wow.
171. Wow. How's your strength?
Been in any position to really check it because I don't lift that heavy thing for use common sense.
Right.
This moves from taking chairs today.
It rained on us. It was horrible. It had lightning even.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen
wind.
Wind.
You're not eating yet.
I'm just waiting. My time.
Seems like somebody's missing. I've seen them right here last Christmas. I guess that's it. How's your eyes doing?
That's the only problem I've got right
now. Still having an issue with that.
Right. I mean, terrible with my head. I can't see nothing. Everything's going together, blurry. I get that cataract cut off, I'm going to get right.
J.W. had cataract removed, and he was amazed at how good he could see.
Right.
Absolutely amazed.
That's the problem. I'm having a bad problem. I'm going to get it straightened out.
Sure. Are y'all eating?
Yeah,
do you like college?
I did this at work the other day. I was being polite. You know, we had our Christmas breakfast.
Yeah.
So I let all the guys go in, you know, standing back kind of with the guys. I said, okay, I'll go up there. Went up there. There was one little spoonful of eggs left. There was like two or three hash browns left. And there was two or three guys behind me. I said, boys, y'all decide
what. That's what you get for
being polite.
Yeah. I hear you.
I got my 15-year anniversary watch.
Really?
Christmas. Yeah.
Wow. What kind of watch is it? Seiko?
What kind of watch is that I got?
Citizen. Wow. Well, I mean, that's better than Timex. Then you're going back to Greensboro.
Let's see. I got to be at work on the 5th.
So. Wow. So you're off for a good while.
A week and
are you
a half.
Staying here till then, or?
Yeah, I'm supposed to go skiing with some friends in somewhere around Boone. Not really fleshed out.
Right after now. You get back?
Mm-hmm. Like the 30th.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you'll go back before then. Obviously, you won't do that and then come back here.
I probably so. We're going to do like a day thing, so I might go.
Thank you.
The 29th, right up there, stay in Greensboro. The 30th, drive out there, drive back, and then the 31st. Go wherever I'm going for New Year's.
Right.
Soon as we're here. Wagner Street.
Huh?
don't know.
Oh. I don't know if Tar Heels beat up on Marshall.
Yeah.
They're young and inexperienced, I mean, but they're gonna do better. They're gonna do better.
After we left Sammy's or went out and get in the car and left, I mean the water had, it was so deep in the ditches, threatening to come over the road between his house and Wallace. Oh man, I wish I had a camera, but I don't. There is a field to my right. Looks like soybeans again have been collected. And there is a massive flock of blackbirds. The kind that have the, I believe it's the red mark on their wing. Can't see it from here, but if you look, you can, if you get close enough. But they're all in that field, and they swoop up, and it's like they're all one animal almost, the way they fly one behind the other, and then they settle back down. And I don't know if you can hear them, but blackbirds, we've always been told, are a sign that winter weather or colder weather is on the way. Well, it's been pretty warm here. Yesterday was in the 60s. Today's 57. Even though back home in Thomasville, it's calling for 10 to 12 degrees cooler. So, we're enjoying this run and got some plans laid out for today, tomorrow, and then we'll be heading back home. By the time you get this, listening, Christmas will be past, of course. And we will be back in Thomasville for a couple of days. But again, thanks for being with me today. We will be back in just a few minutes. And hope your Christmas was a good one. You're listening to the 20 Minute Runner post-Christmas episode.
Cows being sung by choir and folk dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loading lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. So it's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I am turning around in front of Advance Auto Parts on 117. Just made the turn, 6.115, so almost 6.2 miles at the Enterprise, which doesn't look like it's a car place there, rental place. And then it said it was a place that worked on foreign and domestic cars. The building was empty, and then it said they were open for bingo, so I don't know what they're doing. It's like there's been three businesses and none of them have made it. Hey, it's the economy, right? But for those of you listening who are familiar with the Wallace area, just give you a real quick quote rundown, unquote, of where I am and the course we've taken to get here and go back. When I get back up here, I'm just retracing. This is an out and back, or an out and around and a loop and around and a back sort. And again, the wind, you might be picking up some wind noise. But when I get back up here to Go Gas, I'm going to run by where the old Wilson grocery store used to be. I think it was something else, but I can't remember now. Old Walmart. Go behind it, run down Railroad Street, go all the way to Main Street, hang a left right there at the intersection where the pawn shop is, go down Main Street, cross 117 again, and run down 41, hanging a left, coming out near where Legion Stadium is close by, hang a right at 41, go down, run through Circle Drive, where there are a couple dogs there, but they were fenced in. And then run down by Boney's Mill, which when I was coming a minute ago, or a few minutes ago, started coming up that hill there. What little hill there is. And man, that wind hit me. I thought it was going to blow me off the road. And the mill, the water there, is just running like crazy. There's so much rain. Also noticed that Boney's Mill is protected by, I think it might be the North Carolina Historical Society, but it's a historic mill. Like many mills in our country where grain was ground at one time, and there still is a little drop-off waterfall area, although that property was damaged during one of the storms a few years ago, but I think the owner must have released it to the I'm not sure. I think it's at North Carolina Preservation Society or something. So we're right by Bonnie's Mill. Hang a right there at 10 City. Run by the school. Actually, circle the school. And continue right, which would be heading south. Down toward what we used to call Topsy Turvy. Then hang a right after you cross the bridge, come up by where J.P. Stevens used to be. And then from there, I sort of laced my way by the N&W and a few blocks away from where my mother lives. And that should be about 12.1 or 2 miles. And I want to remember that because this has been a good route. I know you're getting wind noise. Hold on. We're getting ready to turn back on Railroad Street. Okay, we're turning left on Railroad. A hog truck. I don't think it had any pigs on it, but blew the horn at me. I don't know if he was telling me to get out of the way or here I come. But I threw my hand up and thanked him. So that's the route we've taken today. And as I'm heading back now, the wind is behind me, which is what you want. If you have a choice when you go out for a run, and it's really windy, and you can go either into it or against it, always run into it. You'd rather have it pushing you on the way back than in your face on the way back. Last night, ate supper at Sammy's, as I mentioned. My sister Carol, her family, kids and grandkids were there. My brother David came. Send him, me, her parents, my mother, my stepdad, Ronald, and my brother Delwood and his family. I think the crowd's doing okay overall, but I got some issues. Ronald is not doing well. He is basically losing his vision, looks like. He does have a cataract to be removed, but he has dealt with leukemia for 5 or 6 years now. So, but we're staying with him today, last night and tonight, Cindy and I, while her dad and mom stay at his brother's house once again. But for supper, we had collards, we had turkey, we cooked a ham and took it, and dressing, giblet gravy, cranberry sauce, rice, corn, sweet potatoes, broccoli casserole, cornbread like my mother makes on a flat skillet, almost like flour bread, but it's cornbread, and used some pepper vinegar I'd given my sister-in-law to put on the collards. It's good. And then top it off, had a little bit of coconut cake, which it was great cake, but I don't know why, I'm just not a coconut person. I'll eat it, but, you know, if I never eat coconut cake again, it's okay. But I know a lot of people do like it. I just never cared for coconut. I don't know why. But I did eat some of that, and it was good for what it was. And then I had some homemade fruitcake. And I remember last night when they opened the tin. It's in this great big metal tin. Had apples sitting on top of it. And I asked my sister, I said, "Carol, what is that?" She said, "It smells like wine." And she said some joking remark about it, but, you know, Carol's in recovery openly, or very open about that. But the fruitcake, my grandmother used to make it, and basically I don't know how to put it all together, but you mix it together and you put lots of candied fruit in it, maybe some black walnuts if you have them. I don't know if you've ever had black walnuts. You've probably had English. Black walnuts have a strong, sort of bitter taste. They're very, very good, but you can't eat so much of them. But I remember my grandmother would mix all that together, put it in like a hoop cheese box with linen, and keep it in the front room of the house. She didn't have central air or heat. Of course, back then you didn't. And she would open that box and take the linen off and pour wine on it. Probably homemade wine. Cover it up. You do that quite a while leading up to when you're going to eat the cake. And it makes it moist and the flavor is just great, but you take the top off of the box and you can really smell all that fruitcake wine smell goodiness is what I call it, but I love it. Even though I'm a teetotaler when it comes to drinking, I'll have some with my fruitcake. But anyway, my cousin Jeannie, whose father was my dad's brother, last time I ate fruitcake like that that grandma used to make was when she cooked one and we ate it at my dad's funeral in January 2005. It was left over from Christmas. Well, Jeannie must have made this one for Christmas. And I didn't ask. I know she made it, but we ended up with it. And Jeannie, if you're listening, it's very, very good. But that's what we did last night at my brother's house as far as eating. We also, instead of giving gifts, took up money for Samaritan's Purse to purchase. We raised enough among us to purchase 2 milk goats to provide milk for 2 families in, I forget what country, in Africa. And so it felt good to be able to do that instead of spending money on each other, giving it to someone in need. So we decided as a family to do that. Sandra came up with the idea, and it was a good one. Hope your Christmas was good. We really enjoyed ours. We will go over to Cindy's aunt's, her uncle rather. Aunt is deceased, but the uncle where her mom and dad are, we'll have lunch today. It will include collards, turnips, ham probably, things of that nature. And in the morning, we're going to go back over there and eat a big breakfast that's been cooked. And then going to my sister's on the way out on Sunday to eat goulash, Hungarian goulash. I may have mentioned that earlier in this podcast. If I did, bear with me, you'll forgive me. But I'm going to try to get Caroline to give me the recipe, and I will record that. And if I've got it, I'll put it right here.
Austin wanted, here's a pen. Maybe that one will write. There's paper over there.
Oh,
just lift the 5 pounds of hamburger.
Can you account for your whereabouts?
I'll give you the stuff first and then the 5 pounds of hamburger, 2 onions, about 2 or 3 tablespoons of that minced garlic, like in a jar.
Right, dry.
All right, I got 5 pounds of hamburger.
Can you read that?
This
well, let's
get another one.
Oh, that's right.
He's got it now.
5 pounds of hamburger, 2 onions.
No, that way, that's one thing I was
going to
tell you. You didn't put nearly enough onions in yours.
Well, you don't
want
start
to
with
2,
and if you want more, add more.
Onions
to taste.
I had as much onion as I did hamburger.
5 pounds of onion?
At least 2.5.
Okay.
That was what?
2 to 3 onions.
You done, Apple? Y'all done?
Y'all done?
Okay.
See if she'll take any from you.
Garlic. I buy it in those, in the jar. In water, mixed in water.
Okay.
And I added 3 teaspoons of that.
3 teaspoons of minced garlic.
Of minced garlic.
Teaspoons, not tablespoons. Yes.
Between a half and 3/4 of a cup of Worcestershire sauce.
Oh,
at least 3/4 of a cup.
Yucky onion.
Yeah. That's what makes it taste.
That's what has this.
Yeah.
Worcestershire
sauce. I don't think that pen was made to write at an angle.
Oh, here.
Oh, now we go from a pen to a big Sharpie.
Let's
here we go, baby.
4 15-ounce them cans like that of diced tomatoes.
Is this all the goulash, Mama?
3
good
cans.
Job. Thank you, Beta.
You're welcome.
3 cans of pork and beans.
Look at that. She opened her mouth.
3 cans of kidney beans.
What about
it's
it?
The pappy. It's the beans.
3 cans of kidney
beans. I love kidney beans anyway.
3 cans of Great Northern.
There you go.
And that's this size can. You know, the
good job,
regular
baby.
Can. 15, 14 half ounce, something
right.
Like that.
Each of those?
Yes.
Okay.
And then 2 cans of tomato soup.
You want to hold her? Sorry, guys.
It's all right.
Can I hold her?
And fried hamburger. And the onion. I did it in batches.
Drain it.
I drained it.
Brown onion in it.
Okay.
And then put all of the big pot and dumped everything in there. Now you might want to add salt and pepper to taste.
Well, yeah, naturally.
Put that
hot sauce to taste.
Yeah, I mean, I did that in hot sauce.
And so when you dump it in the pot, what do you do then?
Keep your eye on it because there's so much sugar in it from the tomatoes. That, yeah, it'll burn on you real easy, so you keep it real low.
You just want to simmer it as long as possible.
Or, yeah, set your timer like every 10 minutes to go check it.
And how long do you cook it?
I took this probably hour and a half. Then I cooled it down, put it in the refrigerator, and then warmed it up again this morning.
Okay.
You can freeze it.
You said simmer, what, an hour and a half?
Yeah, but, and watch it closely.
It will burn.
It will burn.
Okay. And you can freeze it.
You can freeze it just like you can tomatoes or vegetable soup.
And it's good with what?
Biscuits.
Crackers, of course.
Crackers.
And where did you get the recipe?
Daddy.
Okay.
You know where he got it from.
It's called Hungarian goulash.
A lot of people put noodles in it.
No, we don't.
But we don't do that. I think we could win something with that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Now that the whole world is going to know the recipe. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Goulash was good. And if you feel like you want to make some, I hope you will. Cross between homemade soup and chili with a sweet taste. Very, very good. Alright, we've been running for an hour and 7 minutes. We've covered 7.486, right at 7.5 miles. Best of my recollection, or best of my calculating, we're running about a 9:30 pace. But I can maintain this for 4.5 more miles. We'll be doing great, so we'll let you know how that goes. I've just come through the school again, heading back toward south end of town, and I'm back at the same spot, and that blue heron is still here. He flew up and he's going down the left hand shoulder. There's a field on my right and woods, a little stretch of woods on either side. And of course, this is a low-lying area. The rain doesn't rain does not drain that well, and they like wet, marshy areas. This is a low area. So he's probably, at least 100 yards ahead of me now on the left. I guess he's just finding things to eat out here. My feet are wet. With all this rain, it's impossible to not step in water. But they soon dry as you keep moving. Speaking of water, I was able to stop in Ken City behind the station, got water going, and I just got water coming back. I ate the watermelon extreme bean jelly beans at 45 minutes. Dropped one, it went pinging across the road. I always lose one of them, seems like. And got water both places. And coming and going. But as much as I've eaten, here he is. He's sitting there. Well, there he goes again, flying. He was within 10 feet of me. Enormous bird when he stretches his wings. But as much as I've eaten the past 3 or 4 days, if I haven't gained a little weight, I'll be surprised. Which I don't want to do, but that's probably been an issue with you over Christmas. And just pick up where you left off. Begin to cut back now. If you gain 5 pounds, don't worry about it. But begin to cut back and make an effort to get that off. I do not make New Year's resolutions. Well, I have things that I'd like to accomplish in the new year, obviously. I don't make resolutions as such. Nothing wrong with making them, I guess. But I would just rather choose to begin to make whatever changes I need to make in my life
without setting a fixed date on the calendar, because it's always so easy to say, well, that's coming, so I'm not going to worry about it until then. It might be good if you're trying to quit smoking and you have a date that you know and you can work towards or whatever, or some other thing you're wanting to accomplish, but in general, don't wait until then to do what you're planning to do. Be it lose weight, be it increase your training, be it doing something that is a benefit to those around you. Don't wait until a preset date and a resolution. Go ahead and start it. Now, I realize by the time you hear this, we will be pretty close to the first. So you can start then, but whatever it is you need to do in the new year, just get out there and do it. Set your goal, little pieces to accomplish, and over time, you will get that done. Guaranteed, if you'll be consistent, be disciplined, and don't get discouraged about it. We are just a hair over 12 miles, and I'm back where I started, so we've made it. And we're going to pick up the pace here toward the end. And then I've got a couple of real quick things in mission and closing. So we're not sprinting, but we're close. Passing my mother's driveway down to the corner. And boom, we're stopping. I'll give you a report in just a minute. Oh. I was dressed almost perfectly today, although I must admit a pair of light gloves would probably feel okay on my hands. But it was so windy. I tried to record in areas where there was not as much wind, but it was a good effort. I finished the last, I don't know, maybe 4/10. Not tempo pace, but I did pick it up a little bit. And of course, you heard the last minute or so at the end. We were moving pretty good, and I feel good. I really do. This kind of weather is perfect, but I can tell you I'm hungry. About an hour ago, because we're probably looking at 9:30, maybe. By now, if I left at 9:15, it's probably 9:30. My stomach was telling me, hey man, you need more than beans, and I did eat a gel, honey stinger, strawberry with caffeine, of course, about 1 hour and 32 minutes, and I think it helps. We will incorporate both of those, I believe, in the marathon, along with the almonds. I'll probably lay out how I'm going to do that for the race, depending on what time it is. Like 45 minutes, I'll do A. Hour and a half, I'll do B. 2 hours 15, I'll do C. Incorporate the almonds maybe at the top of every hour or something like that. We'll see how it goes. Jason didn't get to run his race, as I told you, but he did tell me last night that he is planning to run the old reliable run in Wrightsville Beach. I believe that might be New Year's Day. So, Jason, I hope you do well. If you're listening to this episode again, hope you picked it up there at the end along with me. And please do send me a race report. He also, Ginger told me, rather, she's going to be running a race here soon. And so I'll look to get a race report from them. If you've run a race, send me your report. Send me a picture if you can. And I'll include that in an upcoming episode, as well as listed at the blog and the sister blog where I list the race reports themselves. I do want to remind you that I have put a link at the top of the blog. Again, anything but Internet Explorer works the best, but I think that Internet Explorer may be working itself out. So, but at the very top of the page, you'll see near the top, and I have some directions. If you would like to make a donation to the American Lung Association to go towards my effort of running the marathon on March 20th, click that link and be sure I've got information listed there on the homepage at the blog as well there, where you click, that tells you, please mention Samuel McDonald Cavanaugh. It's in memory of him. And if you want to mention as well that it's for the 20-minute runners marathon effort at the North Carolina Marathon. Just want to make sure we get proper credit, and I will give you an update on that. And again, let me say thank you for any contribution that you may make. I hope that I hear from a lot of you on that, but that's the easiest way to do it. Go to my blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Click on the American Lung Association link, make your donation, and or they will bill you as well, and then be sure and give proper credit. And we will give you a report on that and know from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. And knowing the type of man my dad was, he would thank you as well. I want to remind you that next episode will be one in memory of my dad who passed away almost 5 years ago. Very apropos that we're doing a marathon in his memory 5 years after his death. And it's my honor to do that and raise money for an organization that's trying to obliterate the disease that took his life. So, again, any help you can give toward that, I would appreciate it. But you'll hear more about him next week. I will be sharing a few excerpts, a couple of excerpts anyway, from the book that I wrote that raised money for hospice. And we're going to go pick up Odie Monday as well. And we're looking forward to getting him home. Let me give you an update on how we did today. Okay, we ran 1 hour 48 minutes, 14 seconds. We covered 12.31 miles, and the average pace was 8:47. That is really good for me. You know what I can tell? I can tell with the training for the marathon or half marathon even weeks ago, and I can tell the training that I'm doing now, I think my fitness level has increased, and I'm beginning to think now that I may be able to improve on some of my race times more than I realized if I'll do what I need to do and just stay disciplined. But I felt comfortable. I wasn't really pushing it that hard. But running an 8:47 pace, that is really, really good for me, and I'm happy with that. All right, I hope you have a great new year. 2010 will be the year of my first marathon, Lord willing. I don't know what your plans are for running or for life, but I hope that they come true. Just be determined, be disciplined, stick with it. It's slow and steady that wins the race, and that is absolutely certain. So have a good week, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a few days. And again, have a great, happy, safe new year. And we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you for running with me today. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. There's a lot of information there, other items that I think will enhance your listening to this podcast. Also, while you're there, sign up for the podcast with iTunes or send me an email. I encourage you to send me your questions, comments about things we've discussed in this episode, as well as information about your most recent race. If you want to include a photograph and some type of audio file, we'll be glad to share that as well in an upcoming episode. All of the music that we use in this podcast is used under a Creative Commons license. It comes from sources such as musicalley.com, jamendo.com, and other places. You can find information about this episode in the show notes at the blog. Again, I appreciate you being with me today. It's been good to have you along for this run. I'll look to talk to you again in 7 or 8 days. Hope to hear from you before then. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.